Voices, Community Stories Past and Present, Inc. is a nonprofit group founded in 1999. Their mission is to give Tucson youth a way to tell the stories they want to tell, and we're proud to bring you some of these original essays here on Arizona Spotlight. We'll hear next from Katie Tarter about how good it feels to be part of a family.
Hear that? Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, that's not me. That's me. I play hand cymbals in the Marching 100 at my school, Tucson High. But this is my last year. I'm a senior, and soon I'm gonna have to decide if I wanna continue on with music or not. The tension keeps me up at night. Being a cymbal player isn't exactly like being band royalty, if there is such a thing. There's no cute piccolo solo or a melody to carry. Nope. I take two 20-inch metal discs and bang them together to make music. Of course, I had to be the odd one out and sign up for this instrument. Let's be clear, though. I suck at band. Sometimes, even I wonder why I'm here. But then, I remember that I'm here because this is sometimes the only place where I fit in. Most band kids really do love calculus and geek out over Stephen Hawking. We read classic literature and modern fantasy novels in bulk. We also wear uniforms with glittering feather plumes and biberol pants. We spend 15 hours a week holding heavy instruments like baritones while someone yells at us to point our toes to the sky. Because I'm graduating, I have to figure out what that means for my continuing career as a musical genius. Now is when I'll learn if I've wasted all this time and money, my mother's hard-earned cash, on lessons and repairs and band fees. It's a terrifying idea to give up something I've done for so long, just like that. But if I'm not willing to fight tooth and nail for that first, last chair, or to join a professional drum corps, then what was the point of it all? But I'm not at that rock bottom, I suck at this too much to like it point yet. I know I'd be missed if I ever left our loud and proud little band. As dorky as it sounds, I want to be wanted. I like being needed, even if it's only to put some punch in a measure.
You're sharp or flat, something's out of tune.
When I'm at home, I'm an only child with a single parent. When I'm in band, I have 100 brothers and sisters and 4 parents. It cures any desire to ask my mom to give me a dad or siblings, because I can't be lonely here. We function as any family does. Our director, Chris Constantine, is the Papa Smurf.
And that sounds like Psycho. Not even a shower. Like, eight R's.
I feel loved. I make enough of a racket that if I vanish, I know people would miss me. The drum majors act as parents that rein in the unruly kiddies. And brother and sister instruments try hard to act civil so they don't get into trouble. We have structure that keeps us functioning, and you can always depend on everyone around you because they are as committed to making this family work as you are. If you've been caught unaware and need some monthly female backup, you have 4 girls who keep whole boxes of Playtex in their lockers for just this kind of problem. At a game or a competition, band boosters hover nearby to make sure we've got cheese and peanut butter crackers, Hershey snack bars, and chilled water in little cups. Best of all, if you ever get into trouble, you can always run to the band room, where it's musicians only, and there are 6 or 7 giant boys and 5 mothering girls ready to kick some patootie in your name. I tell my line that we're the punctuation in the music. We add a great big accent to any bar or measure that the band plays. We're responsible for making a note seem powerful, important. It's my contribution to this family, and I don't want to give that up. I'm not gonna lie. I've got freshmen who have played the cymbals for 3 weeks at best, who play their parts better than I do. But when I go to college next year, I'm still dedicated to my music education. I will march in the pride of Arizona, and I will minor in music. That's the plan, anyways. In college, I will have to practice for hours to earn a grade in a class I barely understand. I will be expected to have a job in music, because why would you take it as far as college if you weren't going to go all the way? I have a sinking suspicion I will never be in love with music. I'm too in love with the band. I don't have any motivation to become the Liberace of cymbals or write a symphony. What I want out of college band is that same sense of family. If I quit band, I would be alone, isolated, and with nobody to mooch food or sunscreen from. All I want is to be part of a family, to hang out with the cool kids. Don't they offer majors in that? I know that there are groups I'll fit into just as well. Clubs and teams and organizations that are just as fun and tight-knit as band. But they won't have freshmen stuffed in tuba cases or puddles of spit on the floor. They might be willing to take me in and love me, but I don't think I could ever love them back. I'm a part of a community that accepts me, punctuation and symbol obsessed as I am, and I want to be part of it for as long as it will have me.
Our storyteller was Katie Tarter, a participant at Voices, Community Stories Past and Present, Inc. We have a link to more Voices essays online. It's on the radio page at azpm.org.